Estevan. The amusing moments from 25 years of a teacher's career were shared Saturday afternoon at the Estevan Public Library. Betty McGillivray launched her first book Fun Is Where You Make It. Amusing Tales from a Teacher's Life. About 50 guests filled the library to listen to McGillivray talk about her writing journey and read a few stories from her new book. Visitors also had an opportunity to purchase their copies and have them signed by the author afterward. Lampman writer Maureen Ulrich moderated the event, asking questions and telling guests more about the author. I have known Betty for at least 20 years, could be close to 30, both as a colleague as we taught in the same school division, or sister school divisions, and also we've been in the same writers group for a long, long time, said Ulrich. McGillivray taught in several communities for close to 35 years. The first 2.5 decades of her career provided the basis for her book, in which McGillivray, in a signature, effervescent, inimitable style, complete with a spontaneous giggle, as Ulrich put it, described some of the funniest stories. I've read McGillivray's stories as part of the critique process offered in a writer's group. But I have to confess, when I read Fun Is Where You Make It, I was stupefied by the number of stories I had never heard or read before, Ulrich said. McGillivray said she's always wanted to be an author, and her dream finally came to fruition with the first book's publication. When I was in grade 3, my teacher praised my writing, and that planted this little seed. And I'm an avid reader, McGillivray shared. One time I was at a teacher's early childhood convention, and a children's author was speaking, and I looked at her and I thought, she's a person just like me, if she can do it, maybe I can, too. That was over 20 years ago. My good friend was at the same conference, and she encouraged me to join this writers group, and I started writing children's stories. McGillivray said she's also been a storyteller her whole life. I love to tell stories about the silliest things that happened to me. We were out for lunch with the writers group, and I was telling one of my silly stories, and one of the writers looked at me and said, "You should write these stories down. This could be a book." And I said, oh, no, these are just crazy things that happened to me. I'm writing children's books. But I got thinking and the other people agreed. So over 20 years ago, I started saving these stories and I tried to remember the old ones, and I ended up with this, McGillivray said, showing her newly published book. And I'm thrilled. My name is on it. McGillivray said she collected many stories, but her publisher wanted her to be really detailed, so she had to dig deeper and go back in her memories. It's been really cool living my life through again. It's been quite an experience, McGillivray shared. She ended up going for quality over quantity, leaving some episodes out. At the book launch, she said they may end up becoming a separate book one day. The book's chapters and little notes all recollect funny moments. Some people in the crowd, like her husband Lyle, sons Curtis and Matthew, colleagues and friends, appeared on the book's pages, and others recognized some plots described in anecdotes. There were times when I thought, I'm not going to publish this book, it's too personal. But I just felt that we need more laughter in our lives, so I kept going, McGillivray shared. She said the book would be entertaining for anyone. I believe everyone will enjoy this. If you lived in a small town, if you had small children, if you went on a family vacation, if you've gotten older and been called a boomer like me, there's all those things. So, it's not just for teachers. It's for everyone, and I hope that everyone enjoys it. The printed version of the book can be purchased from the McGillivray family or ordered through Amazon. It's also available as an e-book on Amazon and will be on other platforms.